Earl Meadone's voice has hints of Donnie Hathaway and touches of Stevie Wonder. His guitar playing is sexy. When Earl Meadone released his first album 2 years ago, it was met with a flurry of excitement from both critics and audiences. His new album is just out, and it's called A World Within a World. It's something of a new world for him. It's a change, and he talked to NPR's Allison Keys about the challenges and risks of reaching for a wider audience.
A live Raul Meadone performance is an experience. From his percussive guitar chops to his trademark mouth trumpet. To his ability to meld traditional R&B, soul, and the Argentinian folk rhythms he learned from his dad. But don't always perform solo. No backup, just him and his guitar. This at a time when other artists rely on extravagant stage shows in which they're accused of lip-syncing their own vocals. Sitting in his dressing room, Meadone talks about the pitfalls of trying to get noticed in such an environment.
It's easy to get off track in this, quote, pop music field. Because people get elevated to, quote, greatness. People get called artists that are not artists, you know. I try to keep my eyes on the prize, at least the prize as I see it.
Raul Meadone has been blind since he was an infant. He grew up in New Mexico. Meadone says the prize, as he sees it, is the goal of becoming somebody that contributes something lasting to the musical landscape. Meadone hopes his newest album, A World Within a World, is part of that process. But it may surprise his fans. Instead of this Raul.
I don't want to be nobody's fool, and I don't want to take no one to school. I just want to pick somebody up.
You get this one.
Here's my plan. Hope I can pick somebody up. Pick somebody up. Pick somebody up.
What we did was try to make a studio album this time and try to retain and keep, you know, the essence. And also more about the songs.
As opposed to
a showcase for my guitar playing, which it still is, but not as much. You know, State of Mind was more sparse in its production. And it was a lot more about, I mean, it starts out with, you know, State of Mind, which is just, you know. I mean, you can't add too much more to that.
Meadone says the arc of the new album is much broader. Sprinkled among the soul tunes are tracks like Caminando. It's in Spanish. It's based on traditional music from Argentina, and it is so not R&B.
El camino sigue y sigue, con piedras a cada lado, pero hay que andar con los pies.
There's even an a cappella tune on the new record. Meadone says he wanted to pay homage to groups like Take Six and Singers Unlimited. He and producer Joe Martin built the track from this.
Today might be the day when my landlord stops a-calling and my luck's about to change and all these bills that ain't been paid, I can't forget it ain't happened yet.
We just converted this arrangement into vocals. So this, we took these chords and, you know, you know, it took days to get all of these parts recorded, but it turned into this a cappella, you know, monstrosity.
I've been standing at the station, even got on my Sunday best, and I got my reservation. I'm waiting on that Good Life Express, and I can't wait to get out from under all this debt. It ain't happened yet.
You know, I'm interested in the lyric to that because I remember in State of Mind, you talked about wanting to be rich in this song. You talk
right.
A bit about the starving artist thing.
Right.
Do you want to be rich? Is that what music is about for you at all?
Yeah. Partly. I mean, I think when you go into the place where you say, okay, not only do I want to do music, but I want to do it for a living, then art has to meet commerce at some point. And that's when things get tricky.
Tricky for Meadone means making music he likes that'll sell.
What I try to do is take the parts of it that I think have a shot at being quote-unquote commercially viable, the parts of the music that I do, and, you know, put those on the record. But you cannot make a record thinking about, I can't anyway, thinking about, is this going to play on the radio? If you do that, you're going to end up making a record that you're not going to like. Because, let's face it, pop radio is pretty bad these days.
Madone says the narrow arena in which artists are forced to compete for attention on the airwaves saddens him.
There's sort of a conflict. You know, people want to hear something new and something different. But what the sort of values of commercial radio are is, it sort of has to sound like the last thing that was a hit on the radio, which really nobody really wants.
But he also says it's tough to tell the difference between what'll sell and what won't. Madone says the way people listen to music now, putting the tunes they like into an iPod playlist, might actually be good for his sales.
I hope that people will listen to the record and get where I'm coming from, and that, you know, it's music is music, and that it's not about genre. And I think people, in a certain way, are getting that now because, you know, everybody has their own sort of musical universe that they live in now with the iPods and so forth. Mm-hmm. You know, people are living in their own musical universe, and so it's not so out of bounds to hear, you know, Madonna next to Mozart.
Madone says the best way to hear him is to see him live, just him and his guitar.
Now, honey, when you give your love to me, together we can make some history. Maybe it'll pick somebody up. Mm-hmm. Now go along to get along and sell my soul. That ain't the way this papa rolls. When I live it, it'll pick somebody up. Oh, yeah.
And he hopes that will convince audiences to vote with their wallets at the store or online for the other Raul Madone. Allison Keys, NPR News, Washington.
That revolution is no solution to the tragedy of man. Here's my plan. Hope I can pick somebody.
There are more sounds from Raul Madone's new album and from his studio performance at NPR on our new music website, npr.org/music. Check it out. And that is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Jackie Leiden.